This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with lessons learned from a lunatic whilst running a $100 million company. Imagine the education you can get working in a $100 million a year business. That's what I did. This training is ideal for business owners and business entrepreneurs. There's 12 short videos presented on a convenient streaming digital video player, which will enlighten and inspire. What I'm going to do now is play you the introduction module to Lunatic Millionaire. I hope you enjoy it.
So welcome to Lunatic Millionaire. I'm just going to introduce this product because it's an unusual name. It's essentially lessons learnt from running a $100 million a year business. I'm James Schranko, and I'll be going through this over the next 45 to 50 minutes worth of modules just to convey the key lessons that I've learnt working for a guy that was kind of crazy. And I'll give you the introduction as to how that worked out. But at the time that this product was inspired, I was actually working for Mercedes-Benz. I was working in their largest dealership in Sydney in their head office store, and I became aware of a guy who was very successful, who had his own independent Mercedes dealership and smash repairer, and I went to work for him, as it turned out. So I'm going to give you some of the key highlights as to how that happened and the things that I learned along the way during this. And this is all pre my internet business, but I will show you at the end of the modules how important this session was. I actually pulled out my notes from my interactions with this guy. I put them down into a folder, which I stored away in a filing cabinet, and it actually dates back to quite some time ago, back to a meeting that I had in 2001 when I was a successful sales manager, and I went around to interview the guy and ask him about his success and how it actually had come about, because I was really interested in what I could learn from him. I knew that to get ahead in business, it's important to find other people who are doing things well and to investigate and observe. One of the reasons I'd come into his attention was I had sent him a handwritten thank you note for a gift that he'd sent. He used to send out a lot of gifts, hundreds of gifts, which was a good lesson unto itself to his high-value customers, people who he didn't have to send a gift to, but who pretty much ordered from him through his smash repair every year. He would send out a Christmas hamper, and I was probably the only person who sent him a thank you, a handwritten thank you. So he knew who I was just because I'd stood out with that. And that's how I managed to get the time to go around and speak to him. What I wanted to know was, what's in the black box? How did he end up with the smash repairer? How did he end up with the Mercedes-Benz dealership, which is almost like a license to print money? When I got there, he said, "You're here to find the Holy Grail, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, it doesn't exist." This was a really important lesson because I see a lot of people chasing the Holy Grail even now. And to have learnt this in 2001 and to put this in perspective at the time of recording, that's over a decade ago. That meant 12 years of not looking for a magic bullet, of not thinking there's an easy push-button system. It meant that I was aware that there was just going to be an element of BHW involved, which is an acronym for bloody hard work. So it was good to learn this from someone who's very successful. He also explained to me about the tulip craze, which was something that happened early on in Europe, where tulips started to become more and more valuable. And as the price went up, they became more valuable, and the price went up and they became more valuable. And he explained to me about business cycles and irrational business cycles in the market, that people place undue excitement into things when there's absolutely no foundation for it. I mean, it's just a flower, and the whole market ended up collapsing. So he told me about business cycles and how he had ended up acquiring the smash repair shop through working a relationship with the head office of Mercedes-Benz, starting off with just one car and then two and then three, and then setting up a little stall out the back of their workshop, then building that into an agreement where he could repair their cars. And then from there, he waited until the business cycle was ready for him to acquire a car dealership. He waited until the car dealership cycle went down, until things flattened out and they were unattractive. And that's when he swooped. So that was the reason he was able to do what he did. Another thing he taught me is that people just want to plug in. And I'll cover some people things in the next module. But people generally walk around in life with their umbilical cord in their hand, ready just to plug into the next stop. They are inherently lazy. And being aware of this has helped him build a business that has quite a lot of staff. It had over 100 staff at the time. You have to understand the normal people motivators when you're dealing with people, or especially in blue-collar fields. There are tendencies, but I'd say that it affects most types of jobs. When you have employee mindset, then you have to cater for employees. And as an entrepreneur, sometimes you have to sort of put a different hat on to understand how to run your business. I would say in my case, being an online business now, I've adapted some of those things, but I've certainly used the lessons learned from this to screen out the people who really do have that dependency from even taking them into my business. But the other good thing is, if you have customers, they're also looking for somewhere to plug in. This is the foundation for a recurring lifetime business model. When you have a customer plug in and they're happy, they'll stay plugged in. It's effort to unplug and go somewhere else. A big thing is to turn up. He turned up to repair vehicles, and he turned up when the car dealership was up for grabs. And I turned up when I wanted to know about how to run a big business. By turning up, you give yourself an increased chance of getting success. If you, on the other hand, are just sitting on the couch or the sofa watching television, you're not participating in business and you are unlikely to succeed. He explained to me the concept of the train station. In our business career, we have the ability to choose a destination. Unlike what people might think, you know, they whinge and complain and moan that things aren't perfect and they don't like their job and the economy sucks. Well, they can simply get off the train and get on a different train. When you're at the train station, you get to choose the destination. You must plan and project the future. Poke holes in it. Go where you have the choice of destinations within the destination. What will you need? When will you get there? Walk backwards down the track to where you are now. It's simply a case of plotting the next station that you want to be at. And then you get on the train. And I quite often use the metaphor of train tracks when I'm coaching high-level business students. That is, let's work out what station you want to get to. Let's build the tracks to that station and then get on the train. Anything that comes up that's a distraction or a bright, shiny object or not part of the plan, we ignore. We predict what sort of obstacles will be on the track. Let's get out and move them so we can keep pushing forward. So I think this is a powerful thought process. You want to get on a fast train. If you can choose between a fast train or a locomotive, get on the fast train. And that's what I did. When I was speaking with this guy, he was compelled to hire me because I had showed initiative, because I had turned up, and I had other qualities that he looked for, and I'm going to cover this in the people section. So I had these crossroads, and I had to decide what to do. Did I want to stay on the safe train with the Mercedes-Benz factory-owned dealership, the biggest in Sydney, or did I want to get on the crazy train with the lunatic, where I was going to be challenged and pushed, and it would take my comfort zone to a whole new level. And this was the challenge that I faced. And it's a lesson that I've carried many times. Quite often when I feel things are slowing down or they are extremely stable or in situ, then I know that that's the time to look at the crossroads again and see, right, What's the more challenging track here? What will get me to a station that will make me happy and get the things done that I need to have done? So he offered me $200,000 a year to go and work for him. And at the time, I took the job. It was a substantial pay increase, and it was the next level up of challenge. So I did that on the basis that I understand with the Formula One car that it's actually easier to steer at high speed. And this is a great secret to business. I know this to be true now as I have a large team again in my business. I can have the flexibility to travel, to dictate my terms a little bit, and I'll actually share an interesting little exercise that I did about 6 years ago and the results that I got from it in just a moment. But what the secret is, it's just easier at higher speed. It's very hard to steer a Formula One car at low speed, very heavy. There's no power assistance. It all seems too hard. But when you're doing 200 kilometers an hour, 300 kilometers an hour, it's much easier to make small adjustments and get big results. The other thing that struck me with this gentleman is that he was very observant. He could adjust and determine things quickly. And this has been the case of most influencers or successful people, whether you're talking about a successful song artist, whether you're talking about a politician, whether you're talking about an entrepreneur in the new tech environment, they adjust to the environment fairly quickly. So observation seems to be linked to change. The ability to spot change is built into most of us. It protects us, but you can enhance that. And I have developed much more powerful observation skills as a result of learning this, of forcing myself to be more observant, to pay attention to what's going on in the marketplace, right down to the level where I was in the dealership. I would have to be aware of what is going on in my immediate surroundings all the time. Is there a customer on the showroom floor right now looking to spend $200,000 with us? Because if there is, and if my salesperson is not talking to that customer, then I'm not doing a very good job. And the power of observation is important. So the takeaway for this for you is, what can you observe about your business or your marketplace that you should be understanding and should be paying attention to that you're probably turning a blind eye to? And for most businesses, it will be something to do with planning and strategy. It will be something to do with people. It will be something to do with systems. And it will almost certainly be some numbers that you should be paying attention to. Part two here, I just want to talk about the point.
So that was the introduction, and now the rest of the modules are available for you inside fastwebformula.com. If you're an original member of Lunatic Millionaire, then go to lunaticmillionaire.com and you'll see a login for the Lunatic Millionaire course. Otherwise, if you're keen to get access to this course and learn the valuable insights that I learnt in the shortest possible time without having to work for a crazy man, then join fastwebformula.com. Log in, watch the modules, and get ready to blow your business to the next level, because you have to think differently when you're running a $100 million a year business. And these lessons have helped me form a multi-million dollar business of my own. So I'll see you inside fastwebformula.com. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.